Podcasting from a town called Manalapan, New Jersey, this is That Oneness Guy, a podcast covering the many aspects and elements that embody oneness. I am your host, Danny Rongo. And yes, I am that oneness guy. As an author, singer-songwriter, and a podcaster, I am spreading my message of oneness basically to anyone who will listen. Okay, so if you haven't seen it yet, these podcasts now do have an official home. That's right. You can watch and listen to all the podcasts from me, That Oneness Guy, all on my newly designed and interactive website. So just visit, my friends, thatonenessguy.com to see it all. It's a pretty easy to navigate site. It's got my blogs, and like I said, it's really cool. And you could sign in from there so you can stay in touch with me and all things oneness. So let's get right into podcasting. If you've been following along here in season four, you know that I'm on a specific trend. I'm reaching out to fellow humanitarians who, in their own unique way, are advocating in the service of giving back. And you know how much that means to me. These individuals are taking measures to help society, to help me, to help you, to help our world in general, and to add awareness to the constant rise in oneness that we're all getting to witness. My guest tonight exemplifies all of those traits. She is a personal friend of mine for about 7 years. I first came to meet this true Wonder Woman, as I call her, through a mutual and dear friend. And by the way, a quick shout out to Robin from Downtown Hair Design in Westfield, New Jersey. Go check her out. At that time, back then, I was marketing my Songs of Oneness from an earlier CD, and I was privileged to be a guest on one of her many informative television shows. And just let me say, my friends, that she is a force. So allow me just for a second to whip through some of the highlights from her extensive career. Loren Lorino is a board-certified naturopathic doctor and award-winning holistic health advocate who was lovingly known as Dr. Ren, America's holistic sweetheart. She is a two-time Amazon best-selling author. She founded the first holistic chamber of commerce in New Jersey. She was awarded the California State Senate Award by Senator Joel Anderson for holistic health advocacy. She was invited to the White House by President Obama during his Precision Medical Initiative to advocate for our rights to food label transparency on a roundtable with the FDA. Hosted IMDb listed public access show on holistic lifestyle approaches for 4 years called Think Healthy with Dr. Ren. She appeared on the Dr. Oz show 4 times and has worked personally next to many celebrities in the health field, including one of my favorite, Deepak Chopra. She's currently a monthly guest on news channel GCTV6's Morning on the Mountain show, which is seen in Tennessee, where she talks about holistic health tips. She was awarded the American Medical Association's Higher Achievement Award in 2014 and most recently in 2020 for holistic health advocacy. And if that wasn't impressive enough, she has an amazing 4-year-old son to boot. So all I can say is wow. So my friends in oneness, I am so very grateful to be able to introduce you to this holistic crusader, my friend, Loren Lorino, lovingly known as Dr. Ren, America's holistic sweetheart. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing. How are you doing? How are y'all guys?
Yeah. We're fine here back in Jersey. I was so happy, like, when I found out you're in Tennessee. Like, oh, there's another bucket list that we were just talking about, Loren.
You know. You're the only 10 I see right now.
Nice. I'm going to use that one too.
But if I could see yous right now, I'd say the same.
Yeah, well, Jersey misses you, but you've been spreading your love for all that you do through so much. And like I said, and like my friends are going to hear tonight, Loren, it's just I'm just very honored to know you, to like see that all that you championed for so many years, and you never lose track. You never lose that like common thing that keeps you grounded to what you do. And that is why I love you, my friend. It's so cool. But so basically everything's been good. You're fine. And your boy.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, well, listen, let's like dive right in. I know that when I think of holistic living, Loren, like I like think of more of that term from the balancing act, if you may, because I know that it has to encompass mind, body, and spirit. Typically, like you'll think of it more from a organic or like a natural way. So why don't you tell our friends here, you know, basically your thought process and what holistic living is to you?
Yes, for sure. So I'd love to give a little bit of history on it because, you know, holistic living is trending in a sense, but I want to paint a little bit of the picture for it that, you know, the word holistic is derived from the concept of holism. And that term was actually coined by a man named Jan Smuts in his 1926 book called Holism and Evolution.
Wow.
And this dude was a South African statesman who was a military leader and philosopher. And throughout this work of literature that he brought to us, it refers to the whole, of course, being greater than the sum of its parts. And then in medicine, treating all aspects of a person's health, including the psych and societal factors to that. So let me fast forward that to present day. As of today, Danny, holistic living has 1.1 million hashtags out there.
Wow.
In
internet land, right?
Net, yeah. And it really, like you said, involves living in balance with your own mind, body, and spirit. Many people have a different definition for what holistic living means to them. And I agree with that because we're not a one-size-fits-all cattle drive.
Correct.
And we are all evolving where, you know, just because, you know, some of the type of things we need to implement into our lifestyle 7 years ago when we met doesn't necessarily mean they're going to work with us and who we are and what stages in life that we are today. Mm-hmm. And a great example of those stages of life when I work with women, you know, are they in their childbearing years? Are they, you know, pre or post,
menopause? Also, yeah, sure.
And also that runs with the same concept of eating for the seasons or what's in season or, you know, what our environment and so on and so forth are and how we can nurture and support ourselves in that way. So, I mean, some of the generic things we can talk about when it comes to holistic living, it does encompass an umbrella, you know, maybe buying organic or growing your own from heirloom seed organic, eating nutritious, trying to meditate, being physically active, whether that's yoga, massage, Pilates, cycling. Mm-hmm. But ultimately it's about the preventative approach to sickness and dis-ease. And it has to fit. It has to be, you know, fun, trendy, glamorous, and sexy, and the foods need to taste just as good, if not better, than what we're traditionally eating, or nobody's going to want to do it.
And I love how you said that, Loren. Like, it has to fit, right?
Yeah.
Because what you said, everyone is different. So I'm sure what might work for you, to your point, or for me, for like someone who's like 20 years older than us, or maybe 20 years younger than us, that may not be the case, right?
Right.
So there has to be that size. Cool. Go on.
So what I've tried to do is, especially through my media presence and the television show that I hosted or have the opportunity to appear on now, is introduce some of the holistic philosophies, whether that be yoga or even a restaurant you can go to down the street that serves organic salad, to create the awareness about that. So it doesn't seem as apprehensive for the viewer. We also try to give incentives for them to get out and try that and connect, you know, to community support, local, etc. And what I feel that does is it plants the seed for them or either their subconscious to try something new, have it potentially benefit them, and then want to go down that rabbit hole of self-discovery.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can't do it for you, Danny. You know, you got to do the work to reap the rewards of that. Mm.
So like in your work, do you find more like people reaching out to you per se, or like people just hearing about it and saying, okay, I want to try and live like a holistic life, but doesn't it seem like it would make more sense to the individual if they almost discovered on their own, would you say, Loren?
Well, yes. However, you know, people want someone to talk to about this. And I think by the way you and I put ourselves out there and are open to the conversation of oneness or holistic living, you know, we create that safe space for people. Mm. And we can have that conversation, and it helps to motivate and encourage so people don't feel so alone. And this is what social media actually helped me with years ago, when, like, say Instagram first came out and there wasn't 1.1 million hashtags for holistic living, there was zero. It was, I could Google a hashtag, something so outrageous that I thought I might be the only person in the world who, like, you know, used the term esogenic, let's say. And I'd Google that hashtag and find, oh, I met a friend in Canada who did a post about esogenics, and in Germany, and it was like, really, we were interconnected and had this access to come together and, you know, be able to finally talk about these things, and not necessarily on such a one-on-one level. So it's really soul nourishing. So I feel when people first come to the table with these things, you know, it really needs to be honored and embraced and, you know, guided and nourished if that's what a person needs.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Why don't you share, if you can, again, it would be different with everyone, I'm sure, but from your own perspective, what are some of the, I would say, physical and also spiritual benefits that you've received since you've been more on this holistic path?
All right. Oh, this is funny. I don't think I've ever talked about much of this publicly before, but...
You don't have to.
No, this is, I'm an open book. Yeah,
I know you are. That's why I wasn't afraid to
and
ask.
And I know it'll inspire at least one person. So that's honestly.
And that's all we want to care about, right? If it reaches one person, you know that, Loren.
And I remember in my early 20s, you know, I met this woman who was like politically appointed by day and like a shamanic practitioner by night, you know, in Jersey. And she had said to me, always be grateful and thankful for everything. Okay. Well, that sounds so simple to do, but fast forward 20 years later, and it's like, I get it. That's so deep. And by giving that gratitude, as far as, say, quantum physics and the law of attraction, you're putting that law of attraction into action to put that intention out there and receive back that love and that gratitude and that appreciation. And it's just incredible where that's taken me. And also, you know, again, I like to vet practitioners and try these different things to see what helps me or what works for me, and, you know, disregard the rest of the things with no judgment and no disrespect. But I don't know if you remember back in the day, like Montel Williams used to have that psychic Sylvia Brown, the late Sylvia Brown, on his show.
I have like 5 of her books.
I read like all of them back in the day. And he'd go around the room and she'd be like, oh yeah, you've got like 2 spirit guides. Oh wow, you've got like 5 spirit guides. And that was a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Well, a friend of mine knew I was into, I liked that, and that I was really into at the time. They were promoting some kind of blender or nutrition program. And my friend knew I was starting to, you know, have my awakening and get into that. So they got me tickets to see her in Atlantic City.
Get out.
Okay. She spoke in Atlantic City. My friend got me tickets. Well, they did a raffle. And the raffle was to skip the 5-year waiting list and have a reading with her.
Wow.
They picked my ticket.
They did?
They did. And at the time, you know, I'm like, what am I going to ask her? All these generic questions, you know what I'm like, everybody ask her like, what's my career
path?
Right?
Of course.
And here I am at the time, I was employed for 13 years until I resigned in good standing with state government, you know, until I got the doctorate and opened my own business, et cetera. So at the time I asked, so what's my career path? And she said to me, holistic healing.
She did.
I'm like, WTF is that? I mean, I'm like 23 or I don't know, you know, what? Well, anyway, there's a lot more to that. But, you know, over the years of being in pursuit of what my destiny is, I don't say destiny, I say destiny, because I think it's funny that it rhymes with hiney.
Yeah.
That's what I use with my four-year-old.
Yeah.
In pursuit of my destiny and my calling in life, more of that had unfolded and has, you know, led and guided me to where I am today.
Well, how cool is that, though? Like, she's
sober, Kay, about all about it.
Yeah, because she was able to like see that in you and see that around you and then read that from you. That's, hey, I always love stuff like that. Nowadays,
no, even if it was complete woo-woo, it gave me direction at that time, and that's what I needed.
Yeah, I've been diving more into specific spirit guides recently, especially thanks to our dear friend Robin, who I mentioned at the top of this show. Robin, for years, has been telling us about Esther Hicks and Abraham and the spirit guide Abraham, and she's amazing. Well, I say she because she's the one who channels the spirit guide, but it's a multitude of spirit guides that come through her. She chooses to call it Abraham for whatever reason. There is a story behind it, but I don't know why. But just to hear when she is speaking as Abraham and to hear the insight from, you know, from the vortex, as she likes to call it, it just like it raises those hairs like on the back of my neck, Loren. And it's just so cool because, you know, that's the case. Now, I know that there's a huge percentage of the population that scoffs at stuff like that. And again, everything comes down to choices, as you know. You know, we can choose to believe something like that or choose to laugh at something like that. So I know that when Sylvia Brown said that to you about you, you probably didn't laugh. Well, maybe you chuckled at first, but then I'm sure you took a step back and say, hey, this, she probably said that for a reason.
Well, I'm gonna fast forward a minute, but before I do in that part of the story, because you mentioned Robin, our dear mutual friend Robin, last night I was on a virtual open house with her, facilitated by a friend she introduced me to probably a couple years before yourself, Sensei Victoria Whitfield.
Yeah, I met her.
And Victoria is the world's first business Reiki master.
Wow.
So she has these open houses once a month, and there was like 20 ladies on it last night and like maybe two guys, which are awesome. And she said something that I had never heard before and was profound for me, and I resonated with, and I'm like, whoa. So you talked about spirit guides, and she did a shamanic journey meditation on this call, and she goes, okay, you know, go up or go into this meditation and meet your business spirit guide.
Ooh.
Oh, we have a business spirit guide too, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, right.
That could help propel us with. And I just thought that concept was so cool. And I really enjoyed the meditation overall. But let me fast forward a little bit too of when, you know, Sylvia did say holistic healing. And I was like, WTF is that? So years later, this was in the summer of 2014, right before the domino effect of all the accolades that you rattled off with the letters, periods, and dots before we got on into the meat of this. I was teaching a nutrition program with the Hollywood Heart Foundation in collaboration with CSUN University of Northridge and Topanga Canyon Children's Garden. This was right after I resigned from the state career and was going through the sabbatical and the interim into finding who I was, you know, and how I was going to fully offer my business to help people. So as a first responder, I took a job for the 2 weeks we had off from that during the summer to work at the Firefly Music Festival in Flagstaff, Arizona. Wow. And I had a night off at that, and I was meditating or praying or whatever your word for that is. Mm-hmm. You know, what am I going to do next? What's next? And in that moment, I saw a shooting star.
Oh, wow.
In my inner voice, I heard the fastest way to activate the planet is through conscious media. So here I am like, what the F does that mean, universe? And I meditated on that until I came back to the East Coast to spend the holidays with my parents and the family and figure where I'd go next after that, which was when I manifested the public access TV show. But, you know, at that time, I'm like, well, I don't have a background in media. I'm extroverted by necessity, like, you know, like for survival, like, all right, I guess I've got to put myself out there, you know, get over myself and put myself out there. Because this also goes back into my journey of how I came to nutrition and understanding how, you know, not only foods and substances, but thoughts, how we intake, digest, assimilate, process, and excrete all those things, because I was 280 pounds at my heaviest weight. You know, I had to go through the healing process of reclaiming my self-esteem and repairing my body and understanding again how these things work. And that's why I feel that I've been so successful in not only maintaining my own body image and self-esteem all these years, but helping others on their journey, using nutrition as my gateway into that and as my measurement into how I work with people. Because, you know, we can say this is good for you or that's good for you, but getting back to the one size fits all, the nutrition testing that I implement in my private practice helps so that people don't play Russian roulette with their supplements, have a starting point. You know, we can address specifically their health and wellness goals. And how I also work with Robin in the restoration part of the process, with the salon, she refers to me for the hair mineral analysis, because we can pinpoint those health and beauty minerals that are depleted when, say, the hair starts to thin and those type of things. So sure. It's been a wild ride, and I'm so grateful and thankful.
No, well, it's perfect how you mentioned, you know, your practice. Tell my friends what exactly that you're, you know, focusing on now when it comes to, because I know you have a lot going on within your realm of holistic living. So what's a specific projects, or what is Dr. Ren working on now?
I'd love to share. Thank you. So my company, Dr. Ren Recommends, is a community-owned holistic lifestyle platform, and it recommends products, places, and practitioners that are in alignment with a holistic lifestyle. And some of the aspect of working with practitioners is to help create media content and market them to the holistic arena. Personally, I'm available for nutritional consultations. I do hair mineral analysis, IgG, which is food sensitivity testing. Okay. I love working with mothers and children. So I do breast milk DHA and toxicity screening. You know, I'm a certified children's yoga instructor, and there is a yoga studio here in Sewanee, Tennessee. I'm going to start next month when they open, again, teaching children's yoga. It's called High Vibe Healing. Nice. And also currently in person once a week, I offer at Bodyworks University in Sewanee, biofeedback scans, nutritional consulting. And then each month I kind of bring a new modality or technique for our community to demo complimentary. So next month I'll be introducing the Beamer Mat, a pulse electromagnetic frequency device to the community, as well as the Biomat, which is a far infrared device.
Wow. I wanted to ask you personally, actually, about some of that, because Andrea and I, for the last, and when did we start? I think we started in 2005. So the better part of 15 or 16 years, we've been under the care of a chiropractor. who's like business now has changed over the last 20 years, but now he works and he offers a service called the body scan. It's actually similar to how people would take their car in for a diagnostic checkup. Well, this body scan does the entire body, everything from our nervous system to our blood, to our bones, to our density, to our skin, everything, all the organs, everything. It runs, I think, if I'm not mistaken, some 7,000 to 8,000 tests, probably in about 20 minutes. And then from that,
I'm pretty sure he's ran my scan. Yeah.
Yeah. So from that, what happens, Loren, is that it spits out just like as you would take, this is how I have to explain it to people. They go, what is it? I say, just like when you would take a car, it's going to say what's wrong with your car at that given moment. This scan tells what's lacking for me and Andrea on that given day. And then we get from that, we get, you know, homeopathy to remedy what we're lacking per se on that given time and space. But since we've been doing it, we love it. I knock wood. Andrea and I have never been healthier. We don't take any meds. We stay on, you know, these homeopathic remedies, and I'm just loving it. But I'm thinking that's similar, because it's when you G-SAR say scan
technology, it's G-SAR technology, which is galvanic skin response. It's the same technology actually that like Fitbit and Samsung use too.
Wow, is it?
Yeah, I think I just did a post on it yesterday. But absolutely.
Yeah. So this is similar then along the lines to what you're referring to.
Yes.
Biofeedback. Yeah. Because that's on the, I wish I had the thing.
A lot of times I'll find with the G-SAR technology, it's more of a short-term reading. Like they say, maybe test every 45 to 60 days, but I couple that because you'll see themes pop up in that, which I'm sure you've seen with yourself, where it's like pinpointed themes. Yeah. Like I'm challenged with that when you get the results. But when I do the hair mineral analysis, hair is a soft tissue. So the hair holds up to 3 months or more information and gives me the metal panel and all that too. So I'll compare the G-SAR type of report, biofeedback sort of report, to the hair mineral analysis. And, you know, really you can see how many times the themes in the biofeedback are some of the more chronic issues that come up with the hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool though, right? It's kind of like a CSI stuff.
But here's like an aha moment I had. This is an aha moment.
I love a good aha moment.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it's a energy emission analysis. It's energy medicine. Let's talk Tesla, Einstein, you know, that kind of thing. The herbs and the homeopathy and the supplements and the food and the doop are just physical encapsulations of a certain frequency. So when we use things like, say, esogenic color puncture or frequencies or the Rife frequencies or the Schumann stuff or scalar waves or pulse electromagnetic frequency, we're treating energy with energy. Mm-hmm. So our body doesn't need to process, like digest and make enzymes and all the things to break down the physical encapsulation of a frequency to heal us. Yeah. So it does less work. It saves its energy and it stays more vital. So I think the future of healing is energy medicine.
Wow. In fact, that's really cool. I want you to dive a little more into that because like what I've been listening to recently, no, honestly, like what I've been listening to recently, especially like I talk about Abraham, the spirit guide, there's so much talk about obviously the energies involved with us, that we are beings of energy and that we admit we come from a source. You can call that source energy. You can call that source whatever, but it is a source and it is an energy. And you know, once you get to that thought process of understanding that we're beings of energy, doesn't it make it easier, especially from your perspective as a holistic practitioner I guess the people have to buy into it first, though, right, Loren? They have to understand it. But once they do, and once we can see, you know, the basics, why the world spins around every 24 hours, why it revolves around the sun every 365 days. When we come to that point of knowing that it's an energy and it's encapsulating all of us and everything and us, I should say, when people that I'm speaking to about oneness, when they grasp that, and when they say, oh, you talk about your aha moment, they go, yeah, now it's making more sense. When we all come to that conclusion that we are energy. But go ahead. I wanted you to.
I try to put it into an understandable analogy when we're really going to dive this deep. And this is like fun to really have this conversation on this level with you here, because a lot of times, we're caught up in the 101 sort of stuff. But if you really think about it, we're electric. I mean, what are we made up of? Water, salt. What is the purpose of our spine? So the information, energy, and matter can flow up and down it. We can send these electrical signals from our brain to what we want to happen in our body. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're doing things to contradict that and counteract that, where we could be doing things to facilitate and aid that. And something that everybody can relate to is how they feel, their energy levels, their alertness, their awakeness. Maybe not if you're so toxic, but I mean, think about if you chug a bottle of soda versus chugging a bottle of water with electrolytes in it.
Yeah.
Or I always tell people to do body pendulum, and that's when you stand up. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, you talked about muscle testing earlier with your chiropractor. A lot of people see they do the arm.
That. Yeah, of course.
Or they can do the finger thing.
Yep.
Like body pendulum, because I feel like when you do it yourself or you're just learning, it's the easiest thing to do. So you stand up and you put whatever it is to your belly area. Mm-hmm. Or before you even do that, you say, give me my yes. And if your polarities are balanced, running counterclockwise, you'll lean forward as your yes.
Really?
And if not, you'll lean backwards as your no. Now, if you need to reset, you just take a magnet and put it on you, as long as you don't have any issues with, bipolar, that kind of thing. And
yeah,
you
could or pacemaker.
If you're going the wrong way, it'll reset you. But give me my yes, and you should go forward. And then give me my no, and you go backwards. So then take that bottle of soda, put it to your stomach and say, is this good for me? And you're going to fly back for no. I should do some videos on this, but yeah, it's all about being experiential with these different theories and philosophies before you laugh at it and throw it out the window, before you call us a snake oil salesman or a woo-woo or whatever.
I always put it to them like this, at the times that I'm speaking, because I can usually gauge a crowd to see, who I'm dealing with. And if I do get a sense of laughing or like chuckling, I'll say, who out there can relate to this? You're sitting at home for some reason or another, and you think about your friend who lives on the other side of the country. You just have a thought of them, and out of nowhere, your phone rings. You go like this, and then you pick it up, and you go, oh my God, I was just thinking about you. And then I go, yeah, that's how it works. And they go, what? I said, you were thinking, you were thought, we are energy. You thought about your friend on the other side of the country. We're vibrating. He felt your energy. What did he do? He picked up the phone. Oh, no, no, no. It was just coincidence. There's no such thing as coincidence. He felt your vibe. He felt your energy. He picked up the phone and he called you. There's no mistake. There's no accidents in a perfect universe.
I say we're both tapped into the universal iCloud.
Right? There you go. But think about it, right, Lauren? That's a real bottom line, I guess, example of that. But that's what it is. That's like what we're talking about. We're talking about energy and like how it can actually vibrate and travel distances like that. It's the same thing as like sound waves and light waves. We're talking about energy. That's part of us. So when they struggle with it, you see, I always have to go back to those like little easy things like that. And hey, and they go, really? I'm like, yes, really. That's what that is. But I want to move on. I want to ask you something else. Obviously, like we've all had our stories about how we all made it through the last year, especially 2020. I know my listeners would love to hear from your own perspective, how you made through the pandemic. Did you, you know, sense any kind of thing from like a negative or a positive connotation regarding your holistic living approach? Anything you care to share about COVID or the pandemic way of life that we got through?
I was very fortunate. Right before the pandemic hit, I was in Seattle finishing up a project there and had just began to get the opportunities to start traveling for work-related projects like I had before my son was born. Mm-hmm. And decided throughout some personal circumstances as well as those potential opportunities to move to Tennessee to be closer to my parents to be able to support that traveling and stepping away for a couple days here and there to for the overall and take care of my son. Sure. In that process. I was actually on a plane back from doing a health conference in Brazil the day they pretty much put the stops up at the airport. My flight got in at like 5 a.m. And
so you just made it home from Brazil when they started? Wow.
For like 2 weeks or not even back into the country starting at like 8 a.m. And, you know, like I said, I had a couple major, I also went to the Caribbean right before that and spoke or helped facilitate a client speaking on a Royal Caribbean cruise line health thing that was going on. So I had another Caribbean trip on the map and even France on the map planned, but that all just went to the wayside. And then I found myself in the backwoods of Tennessee throughout the middle of a pandemic.
As we can see, it looks beautiful, by the way. Like I told you the other day, I love it. I love it. Good for you.
That's another, I'm a hybrid Jersey girl, as my paternal grandmother was from the South. So yeah. And if you don't know that, I grew up, you know, bow hunting and fishing and harvesting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Learning about, you know, I'm into herbalism and mushroom hunting and all that kind of stuff. So that's all been a part of my personal story and background. However, throughout the pandemic, I was thriving.
Good.
And I feel like that's because people found me because they were looking to empower themselves and take their health matters into their own hands and learn about, you know, preventative approaches.
So cool to hear that. So cool to hear that.
I've been very fortunate and I've done as much as I can to really pay that forward too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know why I say that, Lauren? Because so much of society, and I'm sure that you can attest to this, I wrote a whole chapter about it, like in my new book, Fear. And we all sensed it. It was just because there was so much unknown about this, you know, where's it from? Is it bad? Is it blah, blah, blah? You know, there was just so much fear throughout society. And it took such a grip on everybody, me included, especially early on, to the point where Andrew and I stopped watching news completely. We said, end of it. You know, we have to stop there. I deleted my Facebook account because that's a rabbit hole for, you know, so much negativity in general. But there's so much fear out there. So I knew that I had to come to my own center. I had to go in and find my own way through that. But to hear you say that you flourished and found so many people who were reaching out to you to say something to the effect of like, hey, I got to get myself through this. All right. I am locked in, locked down, quarantine, whatever. Right. So I love hearing that. That's
really
good.
Empowering people to take that time to start their own business that they've been put on.
Everything. Yeah.
On their health kick, you know,
Because everyone had that time, right? You couldn't go to work, either that or you lost your job.
We can surrender to what we can do. And the only thing that we have control over is ourselves.
And choices, choices, choices. That's true. But that's so cool. You know, and it kind of makes me think of how, Andrea, as a home stager and an interior designer and decorator, how her business took off through this too. And it's a very similar story, Lauren, too, because what she was sensing, because she has investors and she has all these developers that she works with, and these people were just like flipping homes and they were hiring Andrea to go in because all these people were saying,
urge yeah. to get ready for whatever's
because
next.
They were just saying, say, hey, listen, if I can't go nowhere, I don't know how long this is going to last. I'm either going to make my existing home exactly how I want it, or I'm going to go out and buy the exact home that I want. So you can see how, you know, a good portion of society kind of took matters into their own hands. Like in my wife's case, it was that they decided to make their home exactly what they wanted to. And you had clients and you had people who are following along with your approach saying, hey, I want to better myself through this because that's all I can control. That's great news. I loved hearing that. That's really nice.
And I'll share too, out of like all the biofeedback kind of scans that I've done. I want to show you, the emotional thing that came up most for people was surrender.
Yeah.
Most people needed work right now on surrender, which completely makes sense to me because we don't know or didn't know how things are going to play out. And it's like, we can't do what we want to do right now. So either
that's one of my favorite oneness topics.
Against the flow.
Yep.
Trying to find a recent one to show you a picture, but go ahead.
No, I was just surrender. It actually is a song title of mine. I've used it in a lot of my work.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
That's the majority of all the biofeedback I've done is that surrender. Look and those that. Were really like your type, the type A personality, you know.
Well, think about it. When something like that hits, that's why throughout this whole thing, my main topics that I was going out in public with were acceptance and surrender. Acceptance, first of all, because that's a big aspect of oneness, how it teaches us like, hey, life just is. It's not right or wrong. It just is. So when we look at something like a pandemic, what are we going to do? Are we going to fight it and say, hey, no, it's here. It's here. It's part of the planet. It's with us. So we accept it. And if there are things in life that take us to places that we necessarily don't want to be, we have to learn to surrender. And we have to come to that knowing that we do have a silent partner, as they say, that we are connected to spirit guides and angels and all that. And we have, you know, help and just surrender, man. Just say, hey, I'm turning it over to you. Cool, right? Yeah, so I'm loving it. Seeing that we're speaking about stuff like that and about society, I wanted to ask you lastly here as I'm looking at it. And especially on the heels, hopefully it's on the heels of this pandemic. Hopefully we're moving further away from it and getting back to what we knew as life. But are you optimistic about the outlook for holistic living in general? Do you feel that, you know, we as a society may be moving further away from it or closer to it because of the pandemic maybe, or in general? Good. Let me hear it.
Well, I mean, another one of my sayings is it's the best of times and the worst of times at the same time.
I love that. You said that, didn't I? I wrote it down.
We're always going to have that duality. And do I think we're moving toward a more holistic oriented way of being, society? Yes. And I'd like to think so, because we're all looking to empower ourselves and create consciousness and sustainability. Mm. My dad just walked out. So
that's quite all right.
Hi, Dad. How's it going?
I'm well. Thank you, sir.
That's good.
So, Dad, do you think that society is moving to a more holistic oriented way of being and thinking?
Well, where I'm at, yeah.
And why is that?
Oh, look where we're at, the top of the Cumberland Plateau.
See?
I mean, as soon as we sign off this podcast, we're going to put our banjo music on and, you know, have our medicinal cordials.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's great. Well,
but,
I
truly do. And, you know, really encourage people to allow their food and their beverage to be their medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great because you're an eternal optimist like myself. So I would always sense that too, because as much as I've been touting oneness, there is always a side of me, especially when I catch like wind of another tragedy somewhere in the world that could have definitely been avoided. yeah, it just tugs on me, but I have to stay, you know, connected, Loren. I have to say, all right, there is still a way out of this. It's all because of the separation. And that I feel is, like I've told you in the past, is I think our biggest issue is that most of the people on this planet are holding on to the falsehood of that is separation. Right. And that's sad, and it breaks my heart. And that's because, you know, all we've ever known from when we were born is we're thrust into this world of duality. We're thrust into this contrast. So we immediately were separated, obviously physically, from our source. And now all we ever hear from our parents and then schools and then everything as we're growing up is, no, you have to do this. You have to do this. You got to stay away from this one. This is the right religion. This is the right way to work. This is the right job for you. Everything just forces us to think from a separate connotation. And so I understand why it's hard for people to grasp onto concept like yours and mine.
Because we're like this, it's not like this. And I'm going to interject too about a little bit of our discussion before this podcast. I don't know what to call it. I'm so used to doing live streams, but before this podcast, and that was how right now in a world of such connectivity through the internet and everything, of course, becoming more of a normal thing with the pandemic and stuff, we're also the most disconnected. So again, the best of times and the worst of times at the same time, we're so connected, but yet we're so disconnected. And I was telling you about the book that I'm reading currently, and it's The Awakened Millionaire by Joe Vitale. Yeah. And he was talking about in there how, you know, Barnes and Noble killed the mom and pop bookstores. Yeah. And now Amazon killed
Barnes and Noble.
But we've seen this emergence in these small towns of millennials and people starting to bring back the bookstore incorporated with the full experience, the coffee and all these things, because people want that warmth and that human connection. It's incredible too, because I have a friend in Missouri right now who's fronting the Hugolution movement. Hugolution. Wow. Right? Brian, you better send me a hat for the shout out. Anyway, he said he'd make me an Orange, Tennessee one. Nice. But just imagine how I also interviewed the founder of Cuddlist for the show that you were on years ago. And just think about how we're going to need to really start encouraging human connection and human touch again. Yeah. And how I hope that that's not a thing of the past because of, you know,
because of what happened too. And that,
that's what I'm meditating with recently is, wow, what is the future of human touch? And like, you know, I Tennessee is a little bit more lenient with, you know, some of going out to the restaurants and the certain things. And I am seeing my massage therapist biweekly, but we both have to wear masks the whole time during the massage, and he can't do like my face or anything like that, you know, like right up here. So it's like, wow.
Well, that's what scares me too, Loren. I've been saying it, even if the powers that be throughout the world came out tomorrow and said, it is off the planet forever. We never have to worry about COVID again. We can all go back to normal. The fear that was instilled, I would go as far to say that probably more than 50% of the population would still be hesitant to go into restaurants, let alone a Giants game at Giants Stadium with 70,000 people. Who's going to go see Springsteen at the stadium with 80,000 people, right? Are these people? I will, because I don't live in fear, first of all. But the fear that these people have, will they get back to that? And that's what kills me, because congregation and, like you said, the human touch is such a foundational element of oneness that it's threatened now, because people will be still living in this fear. Like, to my point, even if they say it's over, it's back to normal, people I think are still going to be afraid to hug and hold a hand and shake a hand. And I'm so tired of the elbow bumps and stuff like that, man. I'm like,
what's the difference with the germs on your elbow, the germs on your thumb? I don't know.
Oh, think about it.
I'm interested in seeing the progression with. And
how about the restaurants out by you guys, Loren? How are the restaurants? You have to walk in with a mask, but then like when you sit down, you can take it off and eat. So in other words, the germs that you're potentially spewing now are out there in the restaurant, which is a closed environment. But then if you get up to go to the bathroom, you have to put your mask back on. It's like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? It's so arbitrary, but that's another conversation that we don't need to get into about where I stand on stuff like that, as you can tell.
My last comment on that type of thing too, is another thing that I'm just fascinated by is, so where my son goes to school is a mask zone. Like you have to wear a mask in this one section, no matter what. If you're jogging down the street by yourself, it doesn't matter. It's a mask zone. You have to.
Wow.
And outside,
you mean, right? You mean like the surrounding areas of the school?
Yeah, like on this, it's called the domain here, and it's a complete mask zone. You cannot be without a mask in this particular section. Mm-hmm. And his school's in that section. So with these younger kids, though, when they're learning, he's four, so he's learning how to read. You know, he's a little early, but he's advanced. He's learning how to read. Well, now, you know, it's so important for them to see the lip pronunciation.
Sure.
When they're being read to learn how to read.
Yeah.
Well, the teachers, unfortunately, like yourself, have glasses. Yeah. So when they can't wear the clear mask because it gets all fogged up.
Yeah.
So it's like we're at least for this year, I don't know how it'll be next year, but they're missing out on the opportunity at school.
Oh, please.
To watch the lip pronunciation and, you know, as they're learning to read. So we're doing extra reading at home.
Well, good.
Just all these like things, like you don't just think of off the top that we're being faced with.
Well, we're coming out of again, but as long
how
as
do we supplement that? We're supplementing it more at home, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as long as
how do we empower ourselves, you know?
We have to. Because just like everything else, we can start a new collective consciousness that will hopefully one day override the fear that's already implanted in society, and we will get back to going to meet families and friends and hugging and, you know, go to a bar and watch a bar band. You know how bad I want to do that again? First of all, me playing as a musician. It's been killing me, Loren. Not to be able to play out. Like, I've been doing some of my senior shows where I sing for the senior citizens and, you know, assisted living homes, but it's been outside. I've been singing outside over the last year. So I'm subject to weather, but everything is changing, and you got to dig deep, like I guess you have and I have to a degree, and we got to get our way through this. But with that said, I have a new segment of my podcast. Actually, you're the first one that I'm going to be presenting this to, and I want to ask every one of my guests this closing questions prior to getting where friends can find you. I want to ask you this one question. I'm going to put you on the spot. It's a simple question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Why oneness?
Why oneness? Because since we are all interconnected, what we do affects the whole, just like in holistic.
Perfect. Perfect. And that, my friends, is spoken from the heart, from someone who I admire and respect greatly. So, my dear friend Loren, please tell my friends where they can find you on any and all of your platforms. Again, I will be highlighting everything on the bottom of our screen here for the YouTube version of this. I will have all these going across as well, and I'll be posting it also on the whole description sections of the podcast. So tell my friends where they can find Dr. Ren.
Yeah, well, my website is drrenrecommends.com. And that's okay. Where you can find my nutritional testing. The hair mineral analysis is set up to be done remotely because you can just purchase it off the website and you'll get the email on how to collect your sample, mail it to my lab. And within 2 weeks, you'll have an email directly from me with the report.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me. I love interacting on Instagram. I do my own media, my own social media. So my handle on Instagram is dr_ren. You can find me on Facebook, Dr. Ren fan page on Facebook. And I look forward to hearing from you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So before I say my official thanks and farewell, my friend, I want to say this to my friends out there. I want to thank you again for listening to the podcast I'm calling That Oneness Guy. This has been episode number 30, an interview with Dr. Ren, America's holistic sweetheart. If you've liked what you've been listening to, my friends, please take a moment to subscribe to this feed. You can find me, That Oneness Guy, on any and all of your favorite podcasting sites and apps. And as an added bonus, episodes such as this one are also posted on my YouTube page as well. So you can see my lovely guests too, just like I've had the pleasure of.
Well, I'm going to put it on my YouTube too.
Awesome. Awesome.
You're going to send it to me so I could do that.
Absolutely. And for those who do not know, my YouTube channel also includes, aside from all these podcasts, it has my vlogs and all of my many music videos, interviews. You can even find the interview from 7 years ago that this lovely lady had with me when she interviewed me for her show in Union, New Jersey. So you can find that is there too. It's under
in the Garwood. That's right. Music venue in Garwood.
That's right. That's right. Crossroads. That's right. I do have it up there again. So my friends, please do subscribe. Just search for That Oneness Guy. And for my social media friends, you can find me. I am up and running on Twitter and Instagram. Again, you can just search That Oneness Guy and you'll find me.
And look for me at the Jersey Shore in July.
Oh, nice, my friend. She'll be back. She'll be back. Keep in mind, too, that my sites are still up and running. You can find the information from my first book, I Am God, and So Are You, My Friend, A Common Man's Guide to Oneness is on that site called IamGodBook.com. Most of my musical stuff is at DannyRongo.com. And as I've mentioned earlier, That Oneness Guy is my new site that houses all of these podcasts. And speaking of fun stuff like that, finally, I'd like to say that my second book of oneness, The Ways of Oneness, Helping to Navigate Life, is now available in an Amazon Kindle version. So for that, please just go to Amazon Kindle and you will find my book there as well. But Loren, I can't thank you enough, my friend. This has been wonderful. I can't wait to get a chance to see you in person again. All righty. So my friends out there listening, again, I am Danny Rongo. I want to say thank you. Please look for my next show. And as I always say, peace, love, light, namaste.
Smooches.
Okay.